Genesis Chapel for March 23, 1962. David Kennedy is leading our worship.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. For our scripture lesson this morning, let us consider two verses from the 12th chapter of John, the 24th and the 25th. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it into life eternal. Let us bow in prayer. O God, our Heavenly Father, Thou who is ruler and sustainer of the universe, and yet one that sticketh closer than a brother, we come into Thy presence this morning, thanking Thee for what Thou hast done for us, thanking Thee for the things that are about us that we participate day in and day out. We come thanking Thee for this period where we can come and experience a period of soul quietness, where we can come into Thy presence and where we can find serenity and peace. We come this morning making a prayer for the seminary, for all those that are involved and connected, that it will continue to be a shining light in Thy kingdom. Guide and direct each of us as we live day by day. For it is in Christ's name that we make this prayer. Amen.
We
Southeastern has proven to be a fertile ground for new thoughts and questions. Some of these thoughts and some of these questions have been answered, but others have not. They haven't been solved yet in my mind, and I'm sure you experience the same thing. One that falls in the latter category, I wish to share with you this morning. Christianity, beginning with the birth of Christ, has been within the history of mankind for essentially 2,000 years. And yet, as we look about us, as we review the world situation, we see that less than one-third of the world, of the earth's population, is embraced in Christianity. Why is this? We may ask, why has a God of love allowed men and women to die without hearing of a way of life? If Christ is the only way, why has God failed to intervene and produce a witness to the unknowing? These are probing questions. To these questions, I have no final answers. It'd be much simpler for me to say, I don't know. I do wish to share with you my beliefs and my thoughts this morning. First of all, God works through humans, as you and me. Christ has no hands but our hands. We are obligated as Christians to go and witness. Thus, to dedicate one's life to the Christian way of life is imperative. How can the world hear unless we speak? How can the world hear unless we go? This is not a sentimental devotion that I am speaking of this morning, but a complete yielding of one's life to God's will. We find devotion and we find dedication in the world. In fact, while reading William Shirer's book, The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, he tells and he writes of the scene where Hitler and four other misfits met in the bottom of a beer hall in 1919. It was here that National Socialism was instigated and was founded. These men vowed that they would take over Germany, that they would rule Germany. And in 13 years, they did. These men were dedicated. But to what? This is the question. Dedication is needed, but dedication to a true and to the way of life is needed. The Christian way of life is what I offer. Billy Graham tells of an event that occurred during his visit to Russia. While in Moscow, he was a witness to a parade on Lenin Square. And there as he stood, he saw 40,000 young people marching before him. And as they marched, they were chanting words. He later found out through a translator what they were saying. And they were saying something like this. We're going to change the world. We're going to change the world. Yes, dedication is present in our world today. But to what? Truly, these young people in Russia were dedicated to a purpose, with an emphasis on a purpose. Are we as Christians under less obligation? We as ministers are called to a life of service. In Luke, the 14th chapter, we read, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, even his own life, he cannot be a disciple of mine. As disciples, we are called to renounce all and follow Christ. A life of dedication is imperative. Let us turn to other events in our world today and see this need of dedication. We look to the country of France, and here we see a country that, here we find the Catholic Church as the established church. Almost every Frenchman is a member of the Catholic Church by title. And yet, there seems to be little or no connection between morality, right action, right living, and this membership in the church. The church is only a structure, a form. It seems to have little or no meaning in the lives of individuals. This isn't the only place that this is true. Turning to South America and looking at a product of our work, mission churches in the Bahamas. One of our missionaries that is a missionary to the island of Nassau stated only 2 weeks ago that one of the major problems in the churches there was the people's attitude towards the church. These people were equating salvation with membership in a church. How can there be hope in presenting the message of life unless there is dedication? To enter into our own backyard, so to speak, we find churches in America, even our Southern Baptist churches, increasing their membership by leaps and bounds. And we stand back and we throw our chest out in pride. But we don't look into the matter further and see that this isn't a great increase as we look at the population increase in our country. Even with this rapid surge, many critics are asking, how much true religion is found in these churches? So often we hear the comment made, professing Christians are no different from anyone else. Generalizations as these, perhaps, and I'm sure they can, lead to trouble. But I think we have a point here. We need to live lives that are dedicated to God, and by so doing, we will inspire others to follow. As I look back over my experience as a high school basketball player, I can remember one thing that my coach said. You will play the game the same way you practice. We as students are practicing now. In fact, some of us are practicing and playing because we're studying as well as serving on some church field. As spiritual leaders, we are obligated to speak the truth and live the truth. Yes, we are human vessels, but by the same token, we are men of God. The Hebrew word for prophet is messenger, one who speaks far, one who speaks forth, a man of God. A disciple is defined as an ambassador, a messenger, one who represents a sender. If there is a tragedy in life, I think we can find it right here. The contradiction that I am speaking of is a living one. Whenever a minister calls for dedication and is not dedicated, I have spoken for the need of dedication and the lack of it in the 20th century. Briefly, I'd like to comment on two questions. The first of these is this: why be dedicated? And the second one is, what demands our dedication? These I've already touched upon, but I'd like to be more specific here. To the reoccurring question throughout history, what must I do to be saved, as we see in the New Testament? Or perhaps in other terms, how can I find life? How can I find purpose and meaning in living? We have an answer. Christ has given us this answer. By faith in Christ, we come into a new way of life. By faith in Christ, by placing ourselves into His hands, we come under a new allegiance. We change our direction in life. We change our allegiance to a new king. In political terms, we can see this in the life of one gaining citizenship in one country after leaving another. For example, if a Frenchman would decide to come to America and after living out his regulated years here and then apply for citizenship, his allegiance would be switched from France to America. His interest, his allegiance would be different. Just so it is within the Christian life. as we come to Christ by faith. We come into the kingdom of God, here and now. It is here that we experience new life. This life is a life of service, a life of loving, a life of giving. The source of this dedication is the power of God. We are to so saturate our lives with the love of God that we can say with Paul, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." This is a forgetting of self. This is self-renunciation. This is utter dependence upon God. Here our pride is crushed, and we as humans find ourselves as we are, humans and creatures. Only in Christ do we find freedom and the true way of life. Thus, the kind of dedication that lasts has its source in Christ, the giver of life. Let us bow in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come unworthy vessels, but yet we come placing our lives in Thy hands. It is Thy will that we look for in our lives. We make this prayer in Christ's name. Amen.